Some of you know I was a science teacher for 13 years before entering the seminary. Teachers, you know, like to give quizzes. I have a quiz for this august group here. And maybe some of you all know the answer. When was the last time in our diocese we ordained two deacons and one priest in the same spring? Two deacons and one priest. Two of them are here. Raise your hand if you know. Father Chuck was one of the deacons. Father Andy Solentrop, Anthony Solentrop was the other deacon. Father Ted Skalski was a priest. And that year was 1972. What a blessing, these priests and deacons over the years. And now we're called by the Lord to bring two new deacons into our family. Pope Francis has made quite an gift to our church. A theme he has throughout his pontificate, the last 3 years, was the themes of encounter, invitation, and accompaniment. Encounter, invitation, and accompaniment. And this gets a little complicated, so I might have the children come and help me. Children, come on up, come on up. Have a seat up here. Let's help these two soon-to-be deacons to learn about encounter, invitation, and accompaniment. Come on up, don't be shy. Have a seat, have a seat. We're going to be walking on the road to Emmaus. Have you heard of Emmaus? It's farther away than Spearville. Well, it's not as big a city as Olmutz. Well, the road to Emmaus, the last chapter of St. Luke. Este es el Los Discípulos de Emmaus, el final capítulo del Evangelio de San Lucas. And we're going to be walking on the road to Emmaus and learning about encounter, invitation, and accompaniment. Are you ready? On the road to Emmaus, there were two disciples walking, but we'll let you sit for now. We'll be walking, come on children, on the road to Emmaus. Three stations on our way. Are they following? The road to Emmaus, here we go, walking. And Jesus appears with them. He encountered them. Jesus met the disciples on the road to Emmaus. And we stop at our first station, is this beautiful cross. Can you reach up and touch the toes? Come on farther so everybody has room. Los discípulos de Emmaus, en este encontrar. The disciples were full of grief, full of confusion. They didn't know what just happened with the crucifixion of Jesus. They were wondering, wasn't he supposed to be the Messiah? What happened? But Jesus reached out to them in their grief. Jesus himself drew near and walked with them, we hear from St. Luke. Jesús en persona se les acercó y se puso a caminar con ellos. This is what deacons are called to, Mark and Jacob. You are called to encounter folks. You are called to be with them in their suffering, serving in charity and in mercy. We heard about that charity in St. Luke's Gospel this morning, to attend to the sick. In fact, I preached about attending to the sick last year to Deacon Juan. Have you been visiting the sick, Deacon Juan? Just checking. The road to Emmaus, we encounter. Come, come, children, the next station, about invitation. Segundo, a invitar. Let's go to this station where we hear sacred scriptures. It's called the ambo, sometimes the pulpit or the lectern. And let's gather all the way around here, all the way around. The second station, we've had encounter, we've had invitation, we'll have accompaniment. To invite. Okay, let's sit down. Jesus invited his disciples to a deeper understanding. He interpreted the scriptures for them on the road to Emmaus, these grief-filled, confused disciples. At the end, they said, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures for us? Nos sentíamos arder nuestro corazón cuando nos hablaba en el camino y nos explicaba las escrituras." Deacons are called to preach the gospel, to teach us about the Bible, to apply it in our lives, especially a new gift during your homily. They're seeking the truth. The faithful around the world, all people, are led by secular lies. We can list them. In our country, we have plenty of them. Your call, open up hearts to the scriptures, so you can seek the truth and present that truth to the people and apply it to their lives so they can find joy, they can find fulfillment, they can find happiness. These lies that the world feeds us leaves us empty, leaves us broken, leaves us doubtful. Our second station on the road to Emmaus, to invite people to a deeper understanding of God's plan in their lives. Today's gospel from Luke, that the kingdom of God is at hand. How can we lead to people and ourselves to kingdom living, planning for the kingdom, not this world that's passing away? To invite. Are you ready for one more station? Do you ever like take a long trip and say, "Are we there yet?" We've got one more station to accompany, to encounter, to invite, to accompany. Jesus was walking along with the two disciples, and he acted like he was going a different way. And the disciples said, wait, it's getting late. Stay with us. We'll have supper for you." And he said yes to yet another invitation. So another invitation brought Jesus and the disciples to the house in Emmaus, and they had supper together. Come on up. Boys on this side. Girls on this side. Los niños aquí, las niñas allá. Come around my other side here. Come. Okay, are we ready? Well, Jesus accompanied the disciples to supper. And you can put your hands on the altar, soft. He broke the bread, the sacred Eucharist. And later they recognized he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. Como lo habían reconocido al partir el pan en esta cena a Emmaus. Deacons, you are called to accompany the people in their journey, to accompany them to this sacred altar, to this holy table in the Eucharist, serving the altar as deacons, and God willing, in a year, to be priest at this altar. deacons, we need nourishment on this ups and downs of life. You need to bring your people sustenance. That comes from the Holy Eucharist, the bread of life, the cup of eternal salvation. Boys, what happens at the altar? Pretend you're taking the host. Ready? This is my body. Boys, this is my body. Raise a host. Lower it. Take a look over here. See these priests? Maybe Jesus wants you to be a priest. Take a look over there. He's the boss of the seminary. He'll teach you how to be a priest like he's teaching these seminarians. Girls, at the sacred altar, when the priest raises up the sacred host, we say, "My Lord and my God, my Lord and my God." Did I do Spanish to you guys? One more time. Raise a host. Esto es mi cuerpo. Mi Señor y mi Dios. And maybe Jesus wants you, girls, to be religious sisters. Religious sisters, raise your hands. Las hermanas religiosas. ¿Dónde están? Talk to these sisters after we have finished Mass. Maybe God wants you to serve as a sister. Thank you, children. You go back to your families now. This is an act of service. The key we hear from the gospel today, or rather the Acts of the Apostles, Jesus calls you as deacons to serve. Jeremiah says in the first reading, he sends you, Jacob, he sends you, Mark. Let Jesus enter into your heart more deeply, that you may, for all the faithful, encounter, invite, and accompany.